the impact of this could be felt for months in the ag market.
And that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. He says the impact of this conflict won't be determined so much by the fighting itself, but instead by how long it lasts.
The longer it continues to last, the market, a lot of times, it becomes background noise, kind of like the Ukraine-Russia war right now. You know, we're 5 years in, and really that doesn't make the headlines near as much as it used to. What's also going to be a factor is what we see for a new leadership start to emerge in Iran. We're not done with the fighting there by any means. There'll be internal fighting, I'm sure, once they try to elect a new supreme leader.
He says the fighting could possibly send fertilizer prices even higher at a time when they're already sky high.
Most guys have their nitrogen locked in or have their portion of their needs covered for the spring. It'll be past that. What happens if we have to top dress, side dress nitrogen to build up for next fall if this continues long enough?
So what's Setzer's advice for producers?
Patience. Don't panic. Don't dump your inventory. Don't be concerned. Don't think you missed anything in the market because you haven't. We've got a lot of growing season in front of us here. We've got to get through this initial reaction to the conflict.
On a side note, USDA's WASDE report is due out on March 10th, and the quarterly stocks and planting perspectives report will be released March 31st. Setzer adds that both reports could provide some market potential. I'm CJ Miller.